Mr. Layton, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You are the Genesee County prosecutor. I know you're busy not only doing that job, but trying to become Michigan's next attorney general. Thanks so much for your time.
Good to be with you.
Give us a little bit of your education and professional background, starting from high school.
Well, graduated high school, went to the University of Toledo, graduated in 1975 with a degree in journalism, was a working radio newsman in Flint for about 7 years.
See, so media guys can become smart guys after they go to law school, right?
Well, I don't know about all that, but there is life after radio if one chooses to have it. And I worked up in Flint while I went to law school, and I commuted every day down to Cooley Law School, graduated in 82, passed the bar February of 83, set up a practice, practiced for 23 years in private practice until the good folks of Genesee County elected me in 04 as the prosecuting attorney, and then I was reelected in 08.
If Mike Cox wasn't leaving, would you still be running?
I'd be running because I think we have to reform Lansing. I don't think Lansing, the government, works overly well. Most of the people that I talk to agree with that belief that it's not working, it needs change, it needs reform, it needs somebody who is a reformer, somebody who's not been within the system so for so many years, to come down and straighten things up, and that's the role that I intend to play.
Do you mean just the Attorney General's office, or are you referring to the state capitol in general?
Well, I think the state capitol in general, but from the role of the Attorney General, I would be a reformer. I unveiled yesterday a 5-point plan that I believe can begin to shake things up in Lansing, reform the government, and help us get back on track. And one of those ideas that I would bring is to launch a public corruption unit, a political crimes task force within the office to prosecute government corruption at all levels and protect taxpayers. That's got to happen. If people don't have faith in government and think that government is strictly working for itself, then government will not be responsive to the needs of the people. We need to change that.
Has Mike Cox done a good job as Attorney General?
Well, I would do things differently. I want to bring all these reforms that I have not seen happen down there in Lansing. I believe, for example, we ought to show leadership and cut our pay by 10%. People are suffering, Tony, in Michigan. Everywhere I go, there's mortgages being foreclosed on left and right. People are filing bankruptcy because they can't pay their bills. And yet state politicians' pay seems to continue to go up. We ought to show some leadership, cut our pay by 10%. The other thing that really has baffled me for years is this idea that you can come down there, serve a few years, and leave with a lifetime medical benefits. When you have average people who get sick, can't pay their medical bills, and have to file bankruptcy, yet these folks serve a few years and go out of there with lifetime health care benefits, like my opponent, who's eligible for lifetime health care benefits. I think that should stop. That's part of my reform package. I also think we ought to be disclosing our income and our assets every year, specifically the assets, because, I mean, if you don't know what's in the asset portfolio of an elected official, you don't really know if he's working for you or if he's working for special interests that may be within that portfolio. So that ought to be right there out on the table. And the last thing I want to do in my 5-point reform plan is end the revolving door between serving in the government and becoming a lobbyist. You can serve in the government now, go out that revolving door, come back in 5 minutes later and lobby the very colleagues that you just left. All that undermines faith in government. We ought to have a 2-year ban, which would make us the strictest in the nation.
Mr. Layton, do you believe that Michigan can afford, should they be involved in the lawsuits against Barack Obama's health care plan and also the Asian carp lawsuit?
Well, we cannot afford to be using taxpayer money for political lawsuits, and that's what I see that lawsuit to be. It's a political lawsuit, and we have such a shortage of money, we certainly shouldn't be using taxpayer money for that purpose. The Asian carp issue is an important issue. That issue threatens Michigan's very way of life. The commercial fishing industry is endangered. The recreational fishing industry is endangered, and the tourism industry is in danger. And we have to do whatever we can with aggressive litigation and diplomacy with the other states to eradicate those Asian carp and shut down that shipping canal.
We're talking with David Layton, who's the Democratic candidate for Michigan Attorney General on the Tony Connelly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Mr. Layton, has Mike Cox handled the Tamara Green investigation in a positive way? And should those records be open to the public?
Well, that goes back to my idea of launching a political crimes task force within the office. I think that any and all government corruption has to be prosecuted at all levels so we can protect taxpayers. And that's what I will do when I become Attorney General. I do it here in Genesee County. I have five members of the Beecher Water and Sewer Board under indictment right now because they went on some lavish trip, and instead of billing their actual expenses, they like triple billed the community, which is wrong. So I believe in aggressive litigation and aggressive prosecution anytime there's public corruption. I have charged county employees with stealing from the courts. I've charged city treasurers with stealing from their cities. That's what you'll see when I'm Attorney General.
Did Mike Cox do a good job with that Green investigation, and should those records be open to the public, in your opinion?
Well, I believe in transparency in government. I like to see all records be open to the public, including one's income taxes, one's assets, as I mentioned to you earlier, Tony. So I want all records available. I think everything should be on the table so that the people of Michigan know who you're working for.
You're running against Bill Schuette, who's the Republican candidate. What are the differences between you and Mr. Schuette?
Well, the biggest difference is the fact that I'm a prosecutor. For the last 5.5 years, I've handled 20,000 criminal cases with a 95% conviction rate. He is a career politician who has handled no criminal cases and has no convictions. So that's the first difference. The second difference is the reform issues. I'm for reforming government. I'm for changing how it operates. I'm coming for, as an outsider, wanting to shake things up and make it more workable for the people of Michigan. He's the ultimate insider. He's a career politician who's been there, done that, and hasn't gotten the job done. So there's two distinctions. And the third one is I want to come down and represent the people and fight against special interests. I don't think that people should be fleeced by banks with hidden charges, by credit card companies who will continue to charge you interest but never tell you what they're doing. The Attorney General can do something about that. I'm going to take on special interests like Big Oil, who spill in our on our streams and our rivers, and insurance companies who so often will cut you off or won't allow you to have insurance or will jack up your premiums or won't pay you a benefit. My opponent has been partnered up with all these special interests throughout his career.
And finally, Mr. Layton, I wanted to get your take on the funds that have been cut from corrections. 3-4% is going to happen for the Department of Corrections, law enforcement agencies all over the state are seeing funds cut. Criminals are being let out early. Wanted to get your take on that.
Well, that's where you can see that I'm very independent and a reformer, because although I am running as the Democratic candidate, I took on the governor on that very issue. I oppose her parole and commutation policies. We have talked about it, and she knows that I oppose her position on that. I do not think we should be letting violent criminals out of prison. I think we have to do a better job of lowering the Department of Corrections budget. There's a Council of State Governments report that gives some guidance as to how that should be done. I do not support the repeal of truth in sentencing. I am a huge supporter of the truth in sentencing law. I do not want to re-victimize the victims by causing them to be unsure of what the action is. So all of those issues show my independence and my ability to lead Michigan as Attorney General, because I'm very familiar with all the issues that will confront the next Attorney General.
Mr. Layton, thanks so much for your time. We look forward to having you on again as the campaign unfolds. Thank you so much.
Tony, thanks for having me on.